Julie Brooks, director of a college sports center, to talk to a group of students about the center. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 16. Listen carefully to the first part of the talk and answer questions 11 to 16.
So, I'll hand over now to Julie Brooks.
Thank you. Welcome to the Sports Centre. It's good to see that there are so many people wanting to find out about our sports facilities. First of all, membership. All students at the college are entitled to become members of the Sports Centre for an annual fee of £9.50. To register with us and get your membership card, you need to come to reception between 2 and 6pm, Monday to Thursday. I'm afraid we can't register new members on Friday, so it's Monday to Thursday, 2 to 6, at reception. Now, there are three things that you must remember to bring with you when you come to register. They are your union card, a recent passport-sized photograph of yourself, and the fee. It doesn't matter whether you bring cash or cheque. We can't issue your card unless you bring all three, so don't forget your union card, passport photo, and fee. Then, once you've got your sports card, you'll need to bring it with you whenever you come to book or use any sports centre facilities. Booking over the phone is not allowed, so you have to come here in person with your card when you want to book. Our opening hours seem to get longer every year. We are now open from 9am to 10pm on weekdays and from 10am to 6pm on Saturdays. For those of you who are up and about early in the morning, we're introducing a 50% morning discount this year. This is because the facilities tended to be underused in the mornings last year. It means that all the sessions will be half price between 9am and 12 noon on weekdays.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 17 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 17 to 20.
So, what exactly are the facilities? What sports can you play here? Well, this room we're in at the moment is called the main hall, and it's used mainly for team sports such as football, volleyball and basketball, but also for badminton and aerobics. On the other side of the reception area, there's the dance studio. This provides a smaller, more intimate space, which we use for ballet, modern dance and martial arts. Not at the same time, of course. Then, in a separate building, which you may have noticed on your way here, it's on the other side of the car park, there are the squash courts, six of them. And at the far end of the building, a fitness room. This is our newest facility, only completed in the spring, but it's already proving to be one of the most popular. As well as all these facilities available here on the campus, we also have an arrangement with the local tennis club, which is only 2 miles away, entitling our students to use their courts on weekday mornings in the summer. So, I think that there should be something here for everybody, and I hope to see all of you at the centre, making use of the facilities. If, in the course of the year, you have any suggestions as to how the service we provide might be improved, or its appeal widened, I'll be interested to hear from you.
That is the end of section 2. You will now have half a minute to check your answers.